Grace, mercy, and peace be yours from God our Father and the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. In Thesis 32 of his 95 Theses, Luther wrote, "Those who suppose that on account of their letters of indulgence they are sure of salvation will be damned along with their teachers." How many people woke up in Luther's day and, having read, thanks to the Gutenberg printing press, those 95 theses, said, "Well, I'll be blank, condemned along with their teachers," Luther wrote, "for trusting in a fancy letter sealed by one who claims to be the vicar of Christ on earth." No wonder Luther set up a firestorm, even though he meant only to reform the church and put people's trust back solely in Christ and his grace. Thesis 37. Every true Christian, whether living or dead, has a share in all the benefits of Christ and the church, for God has granted him these even without letters of indulgence. Where trust is misplaced, there is reason for people like Luther to protest, to impeach, and reform. We could be quick to point at government officials, or church leaders, or parents, or law enforcement, and there's a time when all of that is warranted, but each day, we should look closer to home and in the mirror to see how our trust might be misplaced. Who will call us back to trusting Christ alone and his grace? Maybe we don't trust in letters of indulgence, but we reason, how will I stand before God in that heavenly court and give an answer for all I've said and done? What will God render me to, whether heaven or hell, and how will he do it? Will it be because I submitted to laws, ceremonial or moral or civil laws, and hopefully I did enough of those laws just well enough that God says, good enough, come on in? Or by doing good deeds, whether I build up a treasury of good deeds for myself so when I get to heaven I can say, hey God, look at all of this that I've done. This is good, right? Or maybe it's the coattails of others, of other saints who've done a lot of good works, and when I get to heaven, I say, hey, give me a little bit of that. I could use a little bit of your mojo and stand before God, and hopefully I'll be okay, okay? None of these, says the Bible. None of these, says faithful teachers of the church. But by faith in the all-sufficient death and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ, his atoning death on the cross, his glorious and gracious resurrection from the tomb on the third day, which, by the way, was Friday. Just FYI, if you're in Bible study, you know what I'm saying. That all-atoning death, that all-sufficient resurrection is what gives us salvation free. Not by anything that any church official or person can do for you here on earth, not any saint up in heaven praying for you seven times a day or more, but by Jesus' death and resurrection alone, we have salvation freely won and freely given to us who believe it and hold it by faith. Faith alone. Faith in Christ alone. Those solas of the Reformation, sometimes you see them on banners, sola fide, sola gratia, sola, all they mean is by grace alone, God is gracious, through faith alone, that's the instrument we receive God's grace, by believing, not by the law, as we heard in Romans, but by faith in Jesus Christ, on account of Christ alone, Christus solus, sola Christus, Christ alone, he alone, the source of our salvation. He alone, the instrument and all things to us that we believe and have the hope of everlasting life. But rather than take my word for it, or take the word of some late medieval man from a different continent, hear the clear voice of Jesus, crystal clear in our gospel today, concerning the freedom that he alone can bring, that man cannot manufacture or borrow from someone else. Jesus said, "If you abide in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." My word, says Jesus. By word, Jesus turned water into wine. By word, Jesus cast out demons. By word, our Lord Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead. By word, Jesus multiplied the loaves and the fish. By a word, "It is finished," one word in Greek, tetelestai, Jesus had his hand stretched out on the cross and died to fulfill the law. "It is finished." He meant it for you. By a word, Jesus was conceived in the womb of Mary, the word of the angel Gabriel. By a word, God's messengers proclaimed the gospel of an open, empty tomb. By a word, he says, "Your sins, though many, are forgiven for my sake, for Christ's sake." By a word, he unites his body to bread and his blood to wine, that you might take and eat and take and drink this salvation from my hand that I won, says the Lord Jesus. All the prophets' words pointed to him. Even the details of creation by the Word Almighty, connected inseparably to the Word made flesh who dwelt among us, full of grace and truth. Truth does set free. Falsehood binds one down. How many in this world are captive or captivated by crypto conspiracies too numerous to count? Jesus' word, set forth on Scripture's page, sets the prisoner free. Abiding in his word, you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. The Jews, hearing this word of Jesus, were offended. "We are Abraham's offspring," they said. "We have never been enslaved to anyone. How is it that you can say you will become free?" Rather than trust the person who stood in front of them, their trust was misplaced in their descendancy from Father Abraham and the laws that they had from Moses and the circumcision that they had in the flesh and their relationship to the Holy Land. They thought all those things means that we're saved by obedience to the law, by being descendants of Abraham and having the law of Moses and having the cut off flesh. We're God's, right? Jesus points them to sin. Anyone who sins becomes a slave to sin. No one, no Holy Land person, no circumcised person, no person who received the law of Moses or descended from Abraham is a person without sin. All have sinned, St. Paul says, and fallen short of the glory of God. And once you're a slave to sin, you're always a slave to sin, and the slave does not remain in the house forever. But if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. Misplaced trust. They may have thought that Christ was the icing on the cake. You know, we've got all this, the Holy Land, the Abraham, the covenant, all of this. And now that Christ is here, we got the icing on the cake. And maybe some people think that today too. You know, we're going to be obedient to the law and have Christ. Hey, bingo, we got it. Christ is not the icing on the cake. He is the cake. Everything else is icing. But Christ, the cake, the substance of our salvation and all things to us. Sin separates man from God. And there the law will not help you, the land will fall out from beneath you, and circumcision isn't going far enough. But freedom from sin, freedom to be God's elect and glorious people, is a gift from God himself, a free gift of God. And faith trusts the promise which comes from outside of you, not manufactured in side of you or by anything you have done to say, I've got it right. Jesus answered them, truly, truly, I say to you, everyone who commits sin is a slave to sin. The slave does not remain in the house forever. The Son remains forever. So if the Son sets you free, there's the gift. You will be free indeed, outside of you. The clash of ideas swirling between Luther and the Catholic Church weren't just about who could sign papers, obviously. But every reform touched on whether Christ's word were uppermost or man's creative concoctions. Alternate routes to salvation, whether papers or councils or priests or popes, are nothing more than misplaced trust in the only one whom God sent, his own Son, to die and rise for you. Whenever grace is compromised or supplemented with indulgences or works or prayers to saints or obedience but pious ideas, man-made laws, it is no longer grace but a different gospel. Final thesis for today. Luther's bold attempt to keep the church from stumbling and straying. Thesis 62 of 95. The true treasure of the church is the most holy gospel of the glory and grace of God. In other words, from Jesus' own mouth, if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. God grant you his freedom on this Reformation Day and every Sunday in which you receive from the divine service the gifts of forgiveness, life, and salvation. And may God, by the Holy Spirit, who is with us today, grant you faith to receive from Christ alone his gifts that set you free. In Jesus' holy and precious name, amen. May the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep your thoughts and your minds in the faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.